This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, this is a follow-up letter to you from... This is a follow-up letter from my initial letter to you dated November 7th, 2023, regarding Glenn Powell, period. Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L. As you recall, on November 7th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation due to an automobile accident that occurred on December 12th, 2022, period. One of my diagnoses at that time was facial and head trauma, comma, pain, comma, nasal contusions, comma, obstructed nasal airflow, comma, diminished olfactory ability, and cephalgia, period. At that time, I stated that he will require nasal surgery for repair of the septum, both to cosmetically improve the appearance of the nose and improve the turbulent airflow, period. Since that date, it has come to my attention some additional records, and I would like to comment on those records, period. Records from otolaryngology, provider note, July 10th, 2024, states referred by PCP for evaluation of epistaxis and nasal congestion, period. Patient was in an MVA December 12, 2022, and had worsened nasal congestion, comma, difficulty breathing through nose and epistaxis, period. Patient states glasses smashed on his face and he thinks deviated nose to the right, period. Assessment was 1, deviated nasal septum, 2, nasal congestion, period. Plan is to refer to ENT surgeon for possible surgical correction, period. Otolaryngology provider note, August 5th, 2024. Reason for consultation is difficult breathing. Subjective, facial plastic and reconstructive surgery initial consultation. States patient is a 45-year-old male who presents for evaluation of obstructive breathing, period. History of MVC a few years ago, worsened after that. Assessment, the patient has a significant mechanical nasal obstruction, period. Correction of this nasal obstruction will require a septoplasty, comma, repair of nasal valve collapse with structural grafting, and a bilateral turbinate reduction, period. Discharge note from IU Hospital West, August 12, 2024. Diagnosis was nasal obstruction and deviated septum, period. Operative report, August 12, 2024. States functional septorhinoplasty. The procedure was 1, repair of internal nasal valve collapse with structural grafting, 2, septoplasty, 3, septal cartilage graft for nasal valve collapse, 4, bilateral inferior turbinate reduction, 5, bilateral inferior turbinate lateralization, period. Otolaryngology note, August 19th, 2024. Chief complaint follow-up, balances off, comma, having pain, period. Subjective status post-septoplasty, comma, nasal valve repair, comma, turbinate reduction, doing well, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after reviewing the additional notes, as outlined above, have found that the patient did have the required nasal surgery as I projected he would, period. The cause and need for the surgery was 100% the automobile accident in question of December 12, 2022, period. The surgery is 100% related to the automobile accident, and there are no other factors that enter into the need for that surgery, period. Because of the automobile accident, the patient did require all five aspects of that surgery, including one, repair of the internal nasal valve collapse with structural grafting, period, two, septoplasty, three, septocartilage graft for nasal valve collapse, period, four, bilateral inferior turbinate reduction, five, bilateral inferior turbinate lateralization, period. New paragraph. As I outlined in my initial letter to you, dated November 7th, 2023, the patient sustained substantial injury to his nose, period. I anticipated that the patient would require definitive surgery, which the patient obviously did require and have done, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.